You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. Tarnadi is a celebration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art which is on at the Art Gallery of South Australia until January 2021. There are a range of artworks on display, and one of those on display is Kaluta Juta, which translates to many spears in English. And it's a new major exhibition of works produced by 34 Aboriginal artists from the Ananyu, Pitjantjatjara and Yuqanjatjara, or the APY lands as they are also known. And the exhibition is set to exhibit in France this month. I was joined by Nikki Cumpston, OAM, Tarnadi Artistic Director. And I first started off by asking Nikki, how did the idea for an exhibition in France come about with the APY artists?
Oh, this is an incredible project. And it's a project that really, you know, has been simmering for a very short period of time. And it's between the State Government of South Australia and the Regional Council in Brittany, where we are sister regions, because it's the region of Brittany in France and the region of South Australia. So this has been an engagement between our governments, and the initial proposal for the exhibition was to take a suite of work which is within the art gallery collection of over 700 Gullada spears, and that installation is referencing an atomic bomb blast. But because we weren't able to travel with the exhibition, we had to think about what we could do without having the artist with us to install the work. And so we went back to the communities and asked them, do you still want to do this? And of course, everybody was really keen because of the loss of opportunities this year through the COVID-19 pandemic. It was to have something to look forward to was really important to everyone. So what they came up with was an idea to create new work, so new paintings. There are 34 artists that are included in the exhibition, all new work that was created over a period of less than 6 months. So it's just remarkable that they just managed to do this and were so enthusiastic. And it was easier for us to send paintings unstretched that could be stretched over there, so less freight costs. They have been under instruction of how to stretch the work, and then the works will be hung, or are currently being hung, on the walls in the gallery. So we've sent them floor plans and all of, you know, the outlying ideas of how it needs to be displayed. And there's a 200-page catalogue that we're also producing, and that is in Pitjantjatjara, English and French.
How wonderful to feature not only in English and French, but also Pitjantjatjara language. How are the local mob feeling about this?
Oh, it's wonderful, because it's meant that everybody could speak in their first language. So they're able to think through what they want to say, and every single artist has a biography and has a text that they've spoken within the catalogue as well. So people will get a true sense of who the artists are in their voice.
What's it been like putting this exhibition together, considering that we are under such tough COVID restrictions across Australia and the world?
Well, everybody in all of the art centres across the lands have been really active and engaged and working directly with the artists and also with our publications designer, Antonetta Atropico. So it's been a really collaborative project between the Art Gallery of South Australia and the APY Art Centre Collective and the art centres across the lands. It's been a lot of communication, a lot of phone calls, a lot of Zooming, a lot of emails internationally, Zoom conversations internationally.
Yeah.
So it's been, you know, it's more time consuming, but it's a really terrific outcome.
And how are the artists feeling, unfortunately, that they are not able to travel to France to witness their works on display?
You know, it's one of those things where because of the way that it's been organised, it's pretty well foolproof as far as the installation goes. And the artists themselves are really happy that their work has travelled to France and that there is an opportunity for people in Europe to be able to see their work firsthand, to be able to have the publication so that, you know, that memory will live on. And I'm sure, you know, we're all pretty sure that this will mean increased interest in their work. So despite the fact that they can't travel, they know that this is, you know, this is a great opportunity, and we're all really grateful that we've been able to manage to make it happen.
You just mentioned there about increased interest in Aboriginal artists' work. I'm wondering, how is Aboriginal art looked at by European audiences, in particular over in France?
Well, Aboriginal art has been of interest to audiences in Europe for a long time, and I feel that there is, you know, it's been simmering, and it feels now like more and more people are becoming aware of who Aboriginal artists are and the difference and the types of work that people do right across our country. So people are, I think in general in Europe, people are more accepting of the visual arts. And I think that within Australia, people are coming up to speed with it, and more people are starting to become interested here as well. Whereas in Europe, they have more of a cultural focus on art and culture than we seem to have within our sort of general public in Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.